Rural News Time with Monique Steele. Kia ora, Monique.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Now, there's a spotlight on New Zealand's red meat sector. The exports in particular, well, a bit mixed.
Yes, well, weak Chinese demand continues to hurt our meat exporters, with export values falling to the lowest level in 6 years. New Meat Industry Association data shows exports to our largest market, China, were down 27% in the first quarter to just under $800 million compared to the same period last year. Overall, meat exports were down 5%, and that's the lowest value for the quarter since 2018. Meat Industry Association spokesperson Jason Krupp says Chinese demand hasn't returned post-COVID as expected.
The two factors that we're seeing in the market there are economic headwinds, and so we're seeing consumers being a little bit more selective in what they spend their money on. And the second one is increased supply from countries, particularly in South America, which is also putting pressure on prices.
Mr. Krupp says economies move in cycles, so at some point demand in China should rebound. He says the association's recent visit to the key market provided some valuable insights into what's happening on the ground.
We need to tell our story better in the Chinese market. Certainly the benefits of eating grass-fed beef that's been reared in New Zealand is something where we could differentiate ourselves from. The challenge there is that grain-fed has had such a dominant market position in the eyes of consumers that we really need to work hard to explain why grass-fed is better.
He says the saving grace to falling demand in China is that sales in other markets have picked up. In the first quarter of the year, sales to the United Kingdom were up 44% compared to the same period last year. They're also up 26% in Japan and up 11% in the United States.
Well, the US market is absolutely a standout. What happened a number of years ago was that the US went into a drought and started harvesting their herds earlier, even as beef demand grew within the US. So there's a massive amount of demand for red meat inside the US that they can't necessarily satisfy because they're in herd rebuilding mode. So we've seen exports to the US increase, and that also applies to Canada. And so that's certainly a bright spot from what we can see when looking at the latest market figures.
Jason Krupp says despite this, the drop in Chinese demand is impacting meat companies here. Industry leaders Silver Fern Farms reported a loss of $24.4 million for the 2023 financial year, while Alliance made a nearly $100 million loss in the year to September, and that's prompted the co-op to ask its farmer shareholders to share up and front higher charges at the meatworks, Corin.
Yeah, lots for New Zealand farmers to think about then.
Yes, and it is pretty tough out there, especially for the country's sheep farmers, most of whom will not be making a profit this year. Returns are down 30% on 2 years ago. Whited Upper farmer Roger Barton says farmers have no choice but to tighten their belts, and that flows through to rural communities. He says while he doesn't like hearing about job losses in Wellington, he feels the plight of the export-earning farmer is being overlooked.
But the thing in a rural community, at the end of the day, it might be one or two people not going up someone's drive for work that day, whereas it's far more graphic in Wellington where MPI or whatever, MB, have just canned a reasonable chunk of workforce who won't be walking out their main door at the end of the day. Looks quite graphic when you've got 50 people not walking out a door. But actually, in the regional economy, these people are adding real value. I always, unfortunately, look as Wellington, it's like a vortex sucking cash out of the rest of the economy.
That's farmer Roger Barton.